This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So I have kind of a marriage question or a relationship question, I guess, for everyone in the room.
Okay.
So it all started last night. One of our dogs, Bentley, was having some digestive issues.
Oh, no.
So he ended up going to the bathroom in the house a few times, and one of the times he did it on we have like a jute rug, you know, the like woven one, and so there's no saving it.
There's not.
Right.
Oh, because it's just in the crevice.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah, and like I can't take it out and hose it off because it had to go.
Yeah.
It had to go. So we put the dogs, normally they sleep in their cage, but last night we just kind of put them in the laundry room and left them out because of the digestive, like.
You don't want them to poop in their cage, because
right.
Then it kind of corrupts the cage forever.
Yeah, exactly. Which has happened before.
Oof.
And just when you think it's clean, you look at it from a different angle and realize you haven't even started cleaning it yet. You know.
Yeah.
So the dogs are in the laundry room, which is unusual for them. So last night in the middle of the night, apparently because I was sleeping, but the dogs were barking. They were being very loud because they weren't in their normal area.
Right.
So they wake my wife up. So my wife, having been awoken by the dog, sees me still sleeping and wakes me up to say, the dogs are barking.
Oh, boy.
Can you go shut them up? Can you go put them in the cage or whatever? I don't remember any of this happening because I was asleep and I never quite woke up, I guess. So then she had to get up and go put the dogs away. So then this morning she was a little mad at me. But what did I do? And how does that make sense? I'm looking at you, ladies.
Is this the first time that's happened? Because it didn't happen with Leo at all?
No.
Because she's breastfeeding, right?
Yeah, she would go breastfeed, so there was only so much I could do. Yeah, if he was just crying.
I love where you're going, where your head was at on that, because
yeah.
I thought the same thing.
But
I am a person, if I'm already inconvenienced, I'm going to do my best to not inconvenience anyone else, especially my partner. Like, you don't.
Yeah.
Like, I'm already up. He looks like an angel sleeping. I'm not going to wake T-Hack up.
Let's not be ridiculous.
Yeah, but I find that.
I could kind of see if she's keeping score, keeping track. The last time, Leo, you had to go do something, mm-hmm. I went to do it. So
and
now it's done.
You're nailing it, Steve. You're right, because it's so unfair. Because she's breastfeeding Leo. I can't breastfeed. So I.
Sleep.
He's hungry. Okay, see you in 10 minutes.
But
I'll
sorry
stay here.
That you woke up on the dog. Like, it's not your fault that she woke up.
Right.
So once you're up, so I'm sure I've told you guys this before, but sleep is the most sacred thing. If you've ever lived on the road, sleep becomes, like, when you have stupid frat boy friends who think it's funny to put shaving cream on your face or put your hand in water so you pee or whatever, nothing is more important than sleep. So if I've already lost my opportunity. The dogs woke me up.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's over for me. Why would I take that? Why would I rob anybody else of that?
Yeah.
Just don't.
I don't. Is that the husband role? Is that the boyfriend role? Because I just
is she
cannot.
Scared of going downstairs?
That's the only thing I was thinking. The only time I would wake my boyfriend up in the middle of the night is if I was afraid of something.
Right.
Like, I think someone's breaking in or
yes.
like.
Yes.
Bella's acting weird and it seems like something might
100%.
Be going on. Like, can we tackle this together? But if it's just like
she
something
needs to go
like
out.
That, yeah.
Bella's whining.
Whoever's up, like this morning, she got up before we did and I was exhausted. He got up and let her out and gave her morning treat and whatever. And
yeah.
So it's like you
yep.
go back and forth with that. Whoever, like you said, whoever's
right.
inconvenienced
you're
already,
you're already out.
Then just do that. So yeah, I'm scared to not take Angie's side on this one a little bit.
Question? They were originally your dogs or hers?
They were hers first.
Okay.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
Because
then it's
now.
Yeah. Once it's the mm-hmm.
you're
your
right. bol-
your
but
dog.
But if it was yours, I could see her going. They're your
dogs yeah. are making noise. The only thing that we may not know, and he's not saying, is the pendulum way too far on one side?
Mm.
Does she always have to get up? And is she kind of? Is there a chance that she's frustrated? Are you like a heavy sleeper and you don't hear things that?
Look, I'm not really here to point fingers at anyone.
Because
okay?
I feel like that might be.
Yeah, there's some. There's an underlying
her.
Thing.
Yeah.
There's some unbalance somewhere yep. else that's happening.
You're sandbagging something. Seem, you're holding something back.
It does seem like yeah. not her personality nope. to be an unreasonable woman.
Correct.
So there's something else.
What are you?
I think it might be the dogs are kind of driving us crazy.
Both of you.
Yeah, since we had our son. 2 years ago, they've not adapted very well. And it's just one thing or another. They're barking, they're kind of nipping, they're angry, they're this or that. And then now it's like they're going to the bathroom all over the house. They're ruining our rugs. Like even our son doesn't ruin stuff. So I think there's probably an element of like, I'm just so fed up with these dogs. And now my husband won't even help me. He's just like,
yes.
okay. laying here sleeping.
And she probably didn't want to go down there and like blow a gasket on him. She's probably,
right.
her fuse is way too short.
Because she might have also been thinking, what if they did go to the bathroom? What if the laundry room's a whole night,
yep.
like a nightmare to clean up? I don't want to deal with it. So
it's your turn to.
How did she confront you in the morning?
Do you remember at all waking up last night?
Yeah.
So when we talk about the dog thing and your dog's being sick, I just like this is a little frustrating thing. If you guys remember last week, Moxie was sick and I had to take her like she was barfing, took her to the emergency vet, which was like $900.
Oof.
2 days later, she's not getting better, costs another $150 to get like the follow-up, to get probiotics and all the other stuff. And now hearing this from UT Hack, talking to some friends over the weekend, there is a thing going around with dogs right now.
No.
What?
Dogs, like three or four people at this gathering were like, oh yeah, my dog was throwing up the yellow bile like all last week. My dog, my dog, my dog. That's fine. Why wouldn't that vet tell me that up front? Like,
oh,
you can't tell me that they didn't know that.
Yeah, they did.
They're like, did she swallow some, whatever? It's like, I don't know. I have a question for you. Have you seen 30 other people with the exact same symptoms? Why wouldn't you just tell me there's something going around?
Does that happen with dogs, too? Like a human, like, oh, hey, the flu's
never...
going around. Everybody in your workplace kind of got it. Does that happen with dogs, too?
It must. But it's not like she's hanging out at parties with other dogs.
Right.
But clearly, like,
poker.
But like maybe I got it. Like, can we transfer crap to our dogs?
I don't know. That's a really good question.
But I'm just mostly upset that they.
I admire them for that.
Dude, they built me for like
$1,200. That's why.
On something that they already knew what it was.
Yeah.
Like, we should do it. We should do an x-ray. And it's like, should we? Or are you seeing this exact same symptoms in golden retrievers and golden doodles and dachshunds and every. It's like, I don't know what.
What is this you speak of?
Yes.
Yeah. I see.
And we were this close to making an appointment for an ultrasound for another like $400.
Oh my god!
We should really get in there and check. I'm like, what can't you see with an X-ray? Like, didn't you already X-ray her?
They kept up. Yeah.
And then as soon as we just gave her boiled chicken and rice, she's right as rain.
Yeah, that's a little dirty.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I bet it's. I wonder if it's the same thing my dog has.
That's what
the
I'm saying. As soon
issue,
as you
yeah.
say, and then she's got diarrhea, she's going through all that thing.
You know
so
what?
If you're, I'm not saying if your dog's sick, don't take him to the vet, but maybe don't take him to the emergency. Like, once you make a call to your vet and go, is there a thing going around? Like, what could I do without coming in and dropping a grand? Because
docs love that when they're like, look, off the clock. Off the record. What would you do?
You're right.
Look, lawyer, just before we clock in.
Because also vets know that you guys will do anything and spend any amount.
It's true.
It is true. And it's so tough because dogs can't communicate
right.
what's wrong with them. So they're like, oh, they're in so much pain. And you're like, they must be. Okay.
Like, well, keep your jute rugs away from them if they're going through it.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.